podcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Top scientists just met in Geneva, Switzerland, with the United Nations and said that they are worried about disease X and say the conditions are the most ripe in human history for a superbug, either viral or bacterial, to be released that could wipe out all of humanity. Now, the reason this is so important is they mentioned humans and animals living in closer proximity. They mentioned the 7.5 billion people on the earth and things like that, and drug-resistant bacteria and viruses. They don't mention, when you actually go to the real report, they do talk about it, human-animal genetic engineering, zoological splicing that allows diseases that have never been able to hurt humans to jump across the species. China is way ahead of us in open-air genetic testing. We're way ahead of them in secret testing. But they admit human-animal hybrids 20 years ago. They admit for over a decade for baby's milk. They have whole herds of part human, part cow creatures that produce human-type milk for babies. They grow up human organs and what they call as harvesting packages, humanoids inside cow uteruses because they're bigger, with the sometimes multiple livers per package. This is all very, very old technology. I'm telling you about open source information here.
But there's a paradox. The media is saying, I'm a liar, I'm insane, there are no human-animal cross-species, island of Dr. Maru. While they come out in headlines and admit it's happening but say it's no big deal, go along with it, but they never show you these. They've been bringing these to term. When I first read about this back in the mid-90s, it was in medical literature and things, how they were creating human-animal chimeras, embryos, so they could be implanted in cows, so they could grow up larger, so they could have more to harvest, more blood, more marrow, more organs. But now they've been growing these creatures, part human, part pig, you name it, up to a larger size. I mean, China, for at least 15 years, you can buy human milk that's produced in cow's udders for your baby. But human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. A radical new approach. Oh, it's radical. It's new. That's how they sell, like it's cool. We're only having army gun confiscation drills in your town. You're very special. That's a tactic they use. A radical new approach to generate human organs is to grow inside pigs or sheep.
Is it normal to take the dead babies, harvest their organs while they're still alive, implant them in other animals to grow them up larger? Genetically engineered cows that are part human so that they don't reject the babies. I forgot that part. Or just growing babies up in test tubes and implanting them in cows and pigs and dogs and sheep and rats and growing them up. The biggest threat is governments, corporations, rogue groups, you name it, creating a 12th monkey scenario. And then when you study the globalists being obsessed with depopulation and reducing population and saying the earth will be better once they've gotten rid of 90% of the public, you can see how they're preparing, and they've said they're planning in the future to release these bioweapons, cull the population down to manageable numbers. But they say they'll only release these weapons once they have the treatment or the cure for themselves to mitigate it. But here's the big secret. Their argument to release the bioweapon up front and go ahead and wipe out 90% of people is that the Earth's overpopulated and humans are hurting the planet. And the globalists selfishly obviously want it for themselves and all the technology that's been developed, their breakaway civilization. But an argument that you could say was right is if they wait till third world countries develop this and other dictators develop this and other people that who will end up releasing it, or rogue terror groups or other environmental groups that break in and get the technology for themselves. Because a lot of folks are studying how to beat these super bugs, but in studying them, you produce them, you see. And so you see that 12th monkey scenario from fiction coming true. This is what the elite are obsessed with, and they're thinking about releasing it up front to preemptively detonate and wipe out most of the populations, because they believe if we're allowed to keep growing like this and don't bring in a world government to suppress everybody and to suppress technology, that the Atlantean moment will occur and we will destroy ourselves.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage is confirmed. There are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the concrete.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
When I say my body, my choice for a vaccine, I'm the crazy person.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're breaking the condition.
Elements, the head of the Trump campaign and really one of the key people in the White House right now, way more important than Stephen Bannon ever was for my sources, is Brad Parscale. You never hear about him because he's behind the scenes. He's the tech expert and all the rest of it who helped galvanize the American people through the internet to get around the globalists. He's come out on the records of the president and said that big tech, we're watching you. If you don't want to get busted up for being monopolies, you better stop the censorship.
Facebook employees showed up at the Trump headquarters.
Google employees and Twitter employees.
They were embedded in your campaign?
I mean, they were there multiple days a week, 3-4 days a week, 2 days a week.
What were they doing inside?
Helping teach us how to use their platform.
Helping you get elected?
I asked each one of them by email. I want to know every single secret button, click, technology you have. I want to know everything you would tell Hillary's campaign plus some. And I want your people here to teach me how to use it.
This is history book stuff. I keep saying that, Milo.
Yeah. No, it is. And this is an example of one of those moments in time where regime change, if you like, happens quietly and slowly and almost while nobody is noticing. The incremental erosion of rights in America has started to accelerate in the last 5 or 10 years. The assaults on the First Amendment, the assaults on the Second Amendment, the voices who are calling attention to those assaults being snuffed out on social media. I think it's relatively unprecedented in a large, free, democratic nation for all of the institutions in that country, the academy, journalism, the media, the entertainment industry, politics, everyone.
That's what it is to see them all involved in criminal activity and lies. It's like it hurts you, not for you, but the sense of justice. It's like, Jesus, my country's this overrun? I thought I knew how bad. I thought it was a few controllers.
YouTube should fire Southern Poverty immediately from all YouTube monitoring because it's an outrage. I mean, to have the possibility of an anti-conservative hitting delete for partisan reasons or on any content that's relevant to patriotic Americans. And I think Google really needs to be, and YouTube, be transparent. I mean, moving forward to monitor content and have a no policy related to anyone that has any political affiliation or any reputation for being partisan. And I think also there really needs to be an apology to patriotic Americans that use YouTube for this gross oversight and unfair process that's really done not with any kind of disclosure in the choice of using Southern Poverty for the monitoring of content. It just doesn't make sense. And frankly, it opens up a bunch of things. I mean, when they're doing this to conservatives, what else are they doing it to?
There is a purge of not just InfoWars, but thousands and thousands of Christian pro-gun, pro-military shooting clubs, you name it, in the last 3 weeks. And that actually News Corp met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter going back again about 4.5 weeks ago and bragged that they were going to work with the left to come in and shut down censorship. Well, now there's the headline up on InfoWars.com directly linking to his tweets. Brad Parscale, who was really one of the chief people in the Trump campaign, head of their internet operations, now the head of Trump 2020, which means really head of Trump's outreach to the public for the next 3 years as we go into 2020. So the Trump administration fires first shot across big tech's bow, warns them of censorship. Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale warns big tech, we are watching.
President Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania at a rally to support Republican Rick Saccone for the March 13th, 2018, 18th Congressional District special election. The president, surrounded by ecstatic steel and aluminum-backed communities, laid the groundwork for the upcoming battle over immigration in California.
Pennsylvania is the state that gave us American independence, American freedom, and what else? American steel. So we used to be a nation of tariffs. When other countries would come to the United States, they had to pay for the privilege of taking our product, of taking our jobs. They had to pay. They wanted to come in and sell their product. They had to pay. Today, in China, they sell a car to us. They pay 2.5%. We sell a car in China, which, by the way, is almost impossible to do. Despite the tax, it's 25%. So why is that 25 and we're 2.5?
We want to build our ships. We want to build our planes. We want to build our military equipment with steel, with aluminum from our country. And now we're finally taking action to correct this long overdue problem. It's a travesty. Today, I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum. We will have a 25% tariff on foreign steel and a 10% tariff on foreign aluminum when the product comes across our borders.
I grew up in Texas, worked for Alcoa in Texas, and we thought we were running fine. And it just came and they said, you know, we just can't sustain anymore. We're going to be shutting the doors. I had to go home and tell my wife that, and pretty much you're just hopeless. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. You don't know what you're going to do. Have a family to take care of and no way of taking care of that family. This community was devastated when the lines were shut down. So to have those lines come back up, just the opportunity to have that happen, it's going to be great. These tariffs being signed, it's going to bring back. I mean, this community was devastated when the lines were shut down. So this gives us a lot of hope and opportunity.
So as long as we're proud of who we are and what we're fighting for, there is nothing beyond our reach, nothing. We stand on the shoulders of patriots who poured out their sweat and blood and tears, and we're going to do things that nobody's been able to do. You know, it's very funny. Every time I go out to speak,
we have these massive crowds. Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual. You ever see her? Have you ever seen her? We will impeach him. We will impeach the press. But he hasn't done anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. She's a low IQ individual. You can't help her. She really is.
But he's about division, and he's about dog whistling. He's about dividing, the various ethnic groups in this country.
My administration believes our cities should be safe havens for American people, not for American criminals, okay?
And now President Trump brings the MAGA train to California, a secessionist out-of-control liberal nightmare that will soon come face-to-face with the will of the rest of the American people. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
So I'm sat here with Martin Selnar, who is the spokesman for Generation Identity.
Troyer here for InfoWars.com. We are on the scene. A second suspicious package exploded today. ATF is here along with the FBI. They are interviewing the neighbors right now. Excuse me, guys. Can you tell me which house it was?
We're not sure.
Oh, you guys aren't even sure yet? Oh, okay. All right. So these agents just arrived on the scene. They're not even sure which house it is. We're in East Austin. If you're trying to figure out the location here, East Austin. We'll see. Hey, did you guys hear anything today?
Oh.
The explosion? Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, we hear.
Oh, no kidding. Were you guys in there when it happened?
Yeah, we were in the kitchen. And then
how loud was it?
I thought it was outside, but then cops were going down the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know which house? Do you know which way it came from, or which house it was?
Down the street.
You think it was? You think it was that way?
Yeah.
That way.
That way.
You know for sure?
Yeah.
All right. That's crazy, huh? Dang. So y'all heard it from inside your house, huh?
Yeah.
That's wild. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah. You got anything you want to say to YouTube? No. All right. Again, folks, we're out here, East Austin. A second suspicious explosion today. A third in 3 weeks. A hand-delivered package. And it does look like it did come from over here, so there. So I'm not sure why they're interviewing the man down the street here. Homicide on the scene, as well as FBI, local law enforcement. I'm not exactly sure what they're interviewing that neighbor for. Seems like a bit of a distance away from the scene, but regardless, that's what's going on. So I'm actually approaching what I believe to be the site of the explosion. I'm on Vargas Road. Just went north of Cruz on Vargas. Again, this is in East Austin, Texas. What's up, guys? Hey, did you guys hear the explosion?
That's all we heard was the explosion. That's it.
Do you guys live around here?
Yeah, I live around the corner, man.
Four houses down.
Like, from, do you know which house it was?
It's way further.
It's
down.
Way
further.
Oh, where the explosion is, like,
yeah.
Farther down here?
Yeah. Yes.
What did it sound like to you?
Just a boom. Like a gas pipe blowing up, gas line blowing up.
Like, would you say it sounded like a firework or, like, louder than that?
Loud.
A lot louder. Could you feel it?
No, we didn't feel nothing.
Okay. Do you know if anyone's been hurt or anything like that?
I have no idea.
No idea? You guys
evacuated
just...
evacuated everybody as soon as...
Oh, okay. Everybody in the area, they just got them out of their houses?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fellas. Thank you. Again, Owen Troyer for InfoWars.com on the scene of a third explosion here in Austin, Texas. Okay, so we're getting more information as we're on the scene here. Again, this is a developing story. We're at the corner of Galindo and Vargas, and this is the street they have shut down. So Galindo Street is the one that's shut down here. Yes, sir. I'm just filming here.
Fantastic. You can film over there.
Okay, no problem. All right, so I'll just film right over here.
Keep going.
What's wrong right here?
Sir, you can go over there.
Okay, I'm not being rude. All right.
I'm simply telling you to go back over there, and I appreciate it.
All right, how you doing, sir? All right.
There you go. Keep going.
Right here? I'm on private property now.
Okay.
All right, I think you're taking this a little far. If you want me to just walk away, I can walk away. Yeah, I'm looking around me. I'm here reporting. No, I'm not, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
I think you have other things to worry about. Okay.
You come back over here again, we'll have another chat. Thank you.
All right. I guess you like chatting with me. All right, so Owen Troy here for InfoWars.com. You know what? I'm not gonna comment on the activity of that police officer. He's obviously under some stress. So I'll just keep walking, I guess, down the scene. Hopefully else like that. I don't feel like I'm made out of hand here. So Galindo Street is the one that they have blocked off. And, excuse me, ma'am, do you live around here? Did you hear the explosion?
I did not. By the time I walked out, because the dogs were going kind of crazy,
yeah.
I walked out and I immediately ran down here because my neighbor, she's very elderly. And I
wanted to check on her.
No, I knew that there was none of her family members at the house, so I immediately ran to her house as well as my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that everybody was okay, and then that by that point everybody called the fire department and the ambulance. Everything started arriving.
So
I knew something was serious down there.
Do you know if anyone was injured or not?
I do not.
No,
not at
you
this
just
time.
Got here too.
That
okay.
is correct.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So right now, I'm not sure if anyone's injured. I'm afraid to. Talk to another police officer like that one who want to have a quote-unquote another chat with me. Not sure what that means exactly. But again, you've got ATF on the scene, you've got homicide on the scene, you've got the FBI on the scene, you've got a whole street shut down and evacuated. You heard some of the witnesses say it sounded like a gas line explosion or something or other. We'll see if these guys heard anything. Hey, are you guys from around here?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the explosion?
Yes.
What did it sound like to you?
Like a real big boom, like the whole house caved in.
Really? You got like you felt it too?
Yeah.
Are you guys on Galindo Street?
Yeah.
So you guys have been evacuated, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Have they said anything about injuries or anything like that to you guys?
Well, the daughter,
the lady that had the package and blew up in her, and they already took her.
So she's been removed from the scene. Did she have any family that was in the house either?
Her mom and her daughter.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Wow. But you guys you guys are all okay. Nothing
yes.
came into your houses or anything
no,
like
no.
that.
Mm-mm.
Have they given you a time that you
no.
guys may be able?
It's gonna be a long process. They said.
Wow. Okay.
So they said this one of the fire department said the neighbor said somebody is gonna have to go through everybody's houses and
they're gonna check each house one by one, they said?
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
We're about
wow.
the third house
where
really?
Wow.
And you guys felt it though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow. So what do you think? I mean, did you guys know this is apparently the third suspicious package that's exploded in Austin? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I mean, it really makes you not want to open a package,
yeah.
you know? And that's sad that we would live.
I don't think I even want to go through the
I know, right?
More.
Yeah.
I
seriously.
I mean, I'm still like it.
I bet you're probably shaking up right now.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. You're going to have to watch yourself
like at night
too. Yeah. Wow.
So, but it
choose
was definitely
to take
like
control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
All right, Owen Schroyer here.
Whew.
Flying around Austin. And here's my stack of news that I have to cover today. A nice, big, thick stack of news here. And I've already looked into this. And so I will be able to get to this. Of course, the story that I just got done covering live from the scene here in East Austin. Woman injured in second explosion reported in Austin on Monday. EMS says we've got reporters live at the scene. Jake Lloyd is live at the scene. We're going to try to get in touch with him now. There is the breaking story. Of course, this has made its way to national news now. All the local outlets were out there, and some national news outlets were showing up as well to cover that. We actually have exclusive footage that no one else got on the Alex Jones Facebook page that we're going to put up on YouTube. That's right. We got exclusive footage that no one else got, including interviews with these individuals right here. Because what happened was I was sitting at my desk just doing my news aggregation, and luckily I had already done it and I got all my news printed for today, when red linked at the top of Drudge, push note, second explosion in Austin. And so I'd already heard of the first explosion. I was planning on covering that. And then once I saw the second explosion, I knew that this was going to be a big national story. So I hightailed it out to the scene and was able to get some of that exclusive footage before they shut down the roads as part of a scene of the crime. So we're going to go back out to Jake Lloyd, who is reporting live. We're going to get connected with him, and we'll get all the updates on that. But you already know the story probably by now. Two explosions in Austin today, one fatal, the second one nearly fatal, but I don't believe that the woman who was injured in that second explosion died, as well as another elderly woman who I believe was the homeowner who'd lived in that house forever. We talked to the neighbors. They all knew who she was too. So we're going to get the update on that. There was a press conference where they discussed how they do believe that these bombings are connected. This guy, now this was unbelievable. That guy somehow slept through the whole thing, if you can believe that. So that's like a whole nother story, but excuse me, folks. I'm literally drinking water for the first time in like 4 hours right now. So this is like so refreshing. Okay. That's what you get from live media, folks. That's what we do here at InfoWars. We rush out to the scene of the crime. I don't even worry about grabbing a jacket. I don't do makeup. We don't do anything like that. I didn't have to get my hair done before I came on here. I didn't have to do my makeup. We just fly live and bring you the news here. No spin, raw, live news coverage. So there's some of our footage from the press conference today as well. We're going to be joined by Michael Zimmerman and Jake Lloyd in the next segment. All right, so you know what? Here's what I'll do here. I'm just going to go through the smattering of news that I was planning on covering today. This story I really wanted to blow wide open. And I actually was given leads on this story. Well, I guess it would have been right about here. It would have been right about September 29th, 2017. Now, this is why this story interested me originally, because it looked like Kamala Harris was going to be the Democrat nomination for president. But what you find out is in 2016, when Kamala Harris, a rat posing as a Democrat, when she was attorney general, accused a man of a hate crime that he was never guilty of. And I got to be honest with you, folks, and now I may have to put off coverage of this till tomorrow, because I really wanted to do a deep, deep dive into this, because there's a lot of shady stuff going on here. Now, when this was first reported to me, it was when Kamala Harris looked at like she was going to be the big, big person for the Democrats to run in 2020. Then they backed off of that. So I kind of backed off of that. But Kamala Harris has been back in the news lately, and you know, she scolds President Trump any opportunity she gets. But CNN, the dead, dying news organization that it is actually covering this and blowing it out of the water. Now, of course, it's still CNN. It's still the very fake news. Fake as hell, as President Trump said on Saturday in Pennsylvania. So last September, you know what? Let me just go in order here. You know what? I'm just going to put it down. So there's your tease of that. So Kamala Harris, dirty, rotten Democrat. I've got the details on that. Putin set to win re-election with 69% of vote. Now, there are two stories, or should I say, there's two angles to this that I'm waiting for the mainstream media to cover. One, seriously though, the mainstream media, considering all the time they spend on Trump-Russia collusion, And they never stopped talking about Russia. You know, I mean, who knows? The FBI was on the scene in Austin during an explosion today. They were probably looking for Russian collusion. So what is the angle to this story? Is it that the people in Russia love Vladimir Putin so much that he is going to win in a landslide, and it already looks like he's got the vast majority of the country ready to vote for him? Now, of course, if you're CNN and you're MSNBC and you're fake news, that can't be the point, right? Because this is Vladimir Putin. This is the guy who's meddling in Italy's elections. He's meddling in the United States elections. He's meddling everywhere. I mean, Russia is just meddling, and it's all Putin. Putin is doing it all. So if he's meddling in every other election on the face of the earth, wouldn't he be meddling in his own? Wouldn't Vladimir Putin be set to rig his own election? So what is the media going to report? Because they can't just report Putin is going to win here in a landslide. Putin's got all of this support in Russia. Russia loves Putin. They can't just report that. They can't tell you that Russia loves Putin. They can't tell you that Russia is fully behind Putin. They can't tell you that Russia is nationalistic and coming back from the shackles of communism. They can't report that. But they have to report what's going on, and that's Vladimir Putin is dominating right now, and he's going to win re-election, so he must have rigged it. So let's just wait, because you know that that's how the media is going to report that. Oh, speaking of fake news, global warming. So now you've got another nor'easter coming. What is this, like the third? Another blizzard? Another nor'easter? And so that's why they're moving it to climate change. And now they're having plays. It's called Kill Climate Deniers, which, of course, is ironic because they are the climate deniers. I am going to be joined in the third hour at 5:30 by Shiva Ayyadurai. So now this story is going international. Elizabeth Warren refuses DNA test to prove Native American heritage. Dr. Shiva made this challenge on InfoWars. Dr. Shiva is such a great guy, and he gets, see, this is, it's all about forward thinking. Dr. Shiva knows that he can come to InfoWars and he can trust us to report on the truth and to not spin things. So he comes to me and he says, look, Owen, he's done all sorts of stunts to challenge Elizabeth Warren. There's a whole list of them. But this was one of his first ones. He bought her like a star and named it Monsanto, Queen Elizabeth Monsanto or something. But this is like originally, like a year ago, he comes on the show and he says, I challenge Elizabeth Warren to a DNA test. And he even sent her the kit. He sent her the DNA kit. Now, of course, she didn't respond. One of many challenges Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai has offered Elizabeth Warren. So now she refuses the DNA test, but she already refused the DNA test. Now it's a national story. Now it's a national story that she's refusing the DNA test. Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai is the one that prompted this when he challenged her, a fake Indian, the real Indian, Shiva Ayyadurai, running against the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, in the Massachusetts Senate race. Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai challenged her to this DNA test a long time ago. Now it becomes national news. So Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai joins us at 5:30 to talk about that. All kinds of news. Reporters live from the scene in Austin when we get back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut AIDS. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, someone very profoundly once said, many years ago, that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I forgot this is actually a delayed return. Because I was doing Alex Jones all last week, so I was coming back to the War Room, and then I was delayed of even getting back, and then Alex Jones was filling in for me. And now we're about to hear from one of our reporters, Jake Lloyd, who is out at the scene of the second explosion here in Austin, Texas, in East Austin today. And we're going to be covering that. And you know what? I just went through my stack of news again. There's so much important breaking news, and I don't even have the Julian Assange story in front of me calling out the CIA for running the Democrat Party. I mean, it just gets wilder and wilder here. People getting detained in England because they have right-wing conservative views, but a radical Muslim says, "I want to be a Muslim terrorist," and they let him walk, and then he kills seven people. So that's just what's going on over in the UK. They're so bass-ackwards that a right-wing conservative like Tommy Robinson is the biggest threat to them. But a radical Islamic jihadist who threatens to blow people up is perfectly fine and then goes and does it, and they say be tolerant, and then Sadiq Khan says that's part and parcel. And then Sadiq Khan comes to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, and then explosions happen here. I guess he would just tell us that's part and parcel to living in a big city. That's the sick, disgusting leader of London, Sadiq Khan, the con man. But now let's go out to Jake Lloyd, who is at the scene of the second explosion here in Austin, Texas, the third in 3 weeks. Jake, have you been interviewing people, talking to people since I left the scene?
We've tried to do a little bit of interviewing some of the people around here. We haven't gotten too far. Most of the people have gone back inside since the police presence has retreated back across the line to do their investigation. The media has mostly departed aside from us. There are a few left around. So we've talked to a couple of people. We haven't gotten too much more than what we got earlier beforehand.
So nothing new breaking, no details about suspicious behavior or suspicious individuals other than the one that was reported last night. Nobody saying they saw anything else today?
No, we haven't heard anything about anybody seeing anything else aside from what we heard about in the press conference with the chief of police talking about the basics of the investigation, what kind of bomb it was, how they're looking into it. So that's about all that we've heard right now. There's not any other new breaking info at the moment, no.
Was there anything else that was said during that press conference? I was live on air, so I didn't get to hear it. Was there anything else that was important said during that press conference? I mean, they did say they believe the bombings are linked, but as far as any other details that the audience needs to know, what else did they say?
Well, so they do think that the bombings are linked. We don't have an exact blast radius or know exactly how powerful the bombs were, but they're obviously pretty powerful to have killed somebody and caused serious injury. They're still unsure exactly what kind of improvised explosive device it was. They're doing tests on the chemicals involved to see if they are the same between each incident, but that's currently under investigation. So we haven't heard, but that's what they're looking into at the moment.
Did they mention anything about South by Southwest being in town during the press conference?
They did. They said that people at South by Southwest should be wary. They should be vigilant and report any suspicious behavior. They said that they don't see any reason that there should be severe caution or that people should be overly panicked and avoid going out. But they do think that people should be vigilant and that if they see anything suspicious that they should call the Austin Police Department to let them know what's going on.
Were they able to get any details about the package as far as the wrapping was concerned? I mean, was it wrapped to look like it was a package from, say, Amazon or some other delivery service like that to confuse the person? Do they have any details on why the individual would have opened the package or what they thought it might have been?
They don't have any specific details on the packaging itself. It, you know, there's not much to recover after an explosion like that. However, they do say that while it seems to have been a cardboard box, they don't want to say that it will only be in a cardboard box because they want to rule anything out because that limits it and it makes it more dangerous for anybody else who might be caught up in a similar attack that uses different packaging. So it seems like it was likely in cardboard boxing, but as far as I know, it doesn't look like it was made to look as if it had been delivered from a certain courier service.
Now, I want to get a little bit more into detail about something that Alex was talking about on the Alex Jones Show, about this being communist bombings or even Antifa planned violence. Basically, what you have is an area in Austin, Texas. It is in East Austin, Texas, where a lot of these homes are old and worn down, and it's kind of a lower income area. And some new houses are being built, new nice houses are being built. And as Austin is expanding, you have more people kind of moving into that area. So there's been stories, including stories on Yahoo News, talking about this particular phenomenon, and they call it gentrification is what they call it. And so basically, because Austin is expanding so much, you've got people that maybe of higher income moving into lower income areas and kind of changing that whole area. And there was an incident in Austin before where the communist Red Guard locked a bunch of cats in a homeless cat shelter. I forget the name of it. Guys, you remember what it's called? The Blue Cat Cafe was the name of that. So there are communists in Austin that have a history of doing violence in areas that they call gentrified areas to stop the gentrification. And the story goes, if you plan violence or do so-and-so or whatever in the area that's being gentrified, you'll scare other homeowners out. You'll scare new people from wanting to move in out. But I didn't really hear any of the neighbors talking about that. I haven't really heard anyone bring up that angle. But, Jake, I mean, you're on the scene. There are some new houses being built right in that area.
There are some new houses, yeah. And we didn't hear too much about gentrification from the local neighborhood, the people dwelling here. So there's a couple different angles that could be taken. One, it could be random acts of violence. It could be done in a neighborhood like this because there are less security measures. There's not cameras. there's not as much of a, like, you know, in an area like this where they may be more, a higher crime rate, you may be able to do things like this. People in hoodies may not be seen to be that sketchy. It may be a more normal occurrence, and it may not be reported to the police. On the other hand, it could be something, who knows, like I said, it could be random act of violence, or it could be something to frame, you see how they did with Florida, how it became a white nationalist shooting. This is in a primarily Hispanic neighborhood. The two of the bombings were African-American people were involved, so it may be done that way on purpose, or it may just be spun that way in the future to say that this is a white nationalist or alt-right attack. Who knows? But as far as gentrification goes, it could be that, but I haven't heard anything too much about that from the locals.
Okay, and I'm being told that both of the fatalities from these explosions, the one 3 weeks ago and then the young man, the 17-year-old earlier today, were both African-Americans. So we'll see if there's some sort of spin or some kind of angle they try to take with that. But the point you made earlier was the point that I heard most from the neighborhood, that they were like, hey, you know, this is an area that we do have some crime here. You know, we do have drug raids. So, you know, a sketchy individual walking around might not alert somebody as it would in another area. And maybe that's why they chose that area. Anything else you want to report, Jake, before we let you go?
I don't think so. We're going to keep on the ground. It looks like everybody that is here that we could have interviewed has gone inside, but we're going to definitely be following this story very closely and updating the InfoWars audience on InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones channel. But aside from that, I think that's about everything that's been said through the press conference today.
All right, Jake Lloyd, thank you so much from the scene in East Austin where the second explosion went off today. And there is a police scene expanding right now to other blocks of that neighborhood. So they will be on the ground there, and you can find their coverage on the Alex Jones YouTube channel and as well as on the Alex Jones Facebook channel. So, folks, we're able to send reporters out to the scene and have multiple reporters, have multiple live feeds, have multiple shows going on, the Jones Show going on, me be live, and then we switch it, the War Room goes live, and then we have Jake out of the scene. This is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the kind of stuff we want to do more of. Not only do we want to be live in studio, we also like having people live on the scene when stuff like this goes down. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of specials. You know, I can't even believe that this is actually going on, but the Paul Revere special, Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars special, is still going on. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is what happens when Alex Jones goes live for 5 hours on a Monday. He doesn't even shut down the biggest specials in InfoWarsStore.com's history. So I would get to the store right now because Alex is finally starting to wind down here. He's probably going to put an end to these specials soon. So you've got 30% off. I think the base is 30% off everything right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then you've got 80% off a lot of stuff as well, including in the apparel department. But take advantage of some of the biggest sellers right now that are 50% off, like Super Male and Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill, Biome Defense 50, True Whey Protein 50% off. It's all 50% off. Some of it's 30% off. Some of it's 80% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the toothpaste. If you haven't tried Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's on sale too. Get it on auto ship and then you get an additional 10% off. So InfoWarsStore.com. More live reports, more reporters at the scene, more live broadcast with your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
And what we are upset about is the decision.
Are the Clintons corrupt?
But I think that's fine.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room here. And yes, the Clintons are corrupt, and Hillary Clinton, you know, at least Bill kind of, you know, I mean, I don't feel like Bill is really bothering me much. At least Bill kind of just rode off into the sunset. You know, he just wants to die of whatever in peace and not be bothered, you know, and do his little bimbo thing, whatever, with the cigars and everything, hang out with the playmates. You know, he's not bothering us. He's not ramming policy down our throat. He's not ramming sound bites down our throat. He's just kind of, you know, honestly, he's probably just as sick as Hillary Clinton as the rest of us are, if not more. I mean, this is the guy who's been dealing with her his whole life. But Hillary Clinton just won't shut up. That disgusting demon pig witch just will not shut up. It's really quite disgusting, the arrogance, the bravado of a Hillary Clinton. Even after losing an election, she can't just go away. She has to just keep ramming herself down our throats. And it's only making people hate her even more. It's only making her even more toxic to the average American that she won't just go away. Of course, the reason why she won't go away is because she can't go away. This woman is still in the battlefield fighting for her very life to try to stay out of jail. So that's really what is behind all of this, is to try to keep the public eye on Trump and keep the public hatred on Trump. And that's really what she's doing when she gives us sound bites like this. Now, I don't even know where this came from because this was just handed to me. But basically, here's Hillary Clinton saying that Trump voters don't like African Americans having rights or women having jobs.
The map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that.
But hold on, pause it right there. Pause right there real quick. Yeah. You're the candidate of the coastal elites. That's what the Democrat Party has become, a coastal party of the coastal elites, and then the dregs of the inner cities that they promise free handouts to. That's the only people that vote Democrat now. And those numbers are dwindling because the people in the inner cities are starting to realize that the Democrat Party has screwed them over. But let's go back to Hillary Clinton making up lies about Americans.
Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent 2/3 of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that...
That doesn't make sense.
...are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward, and his whole campaign,
yeah,
Make cities. America Great Again.
Yeah, pause right there. Yeah, exactly. She's talking about inner cities. No. See, this is it. She's right. She wins the inner city vote because the Democrats promise handouts to poor people. So that's not actually the people that contribute to the GDP in inner cities, maybe on the coasts. But that is such an inaccurate statement to make because you don't know who's voting. Oh yeah, I'm from the areas that produce the GDP. Really? Is that who voted for you? Can you prove that? No, that is totally just, that is just rhetoric. That's all that is. Let's go back to Clinton.
Getting rights, you don't like women, you know, getting jobs, you don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than
we got to hear this whole clip because that was the gold right here. Now, Listen to Hillary Clinton virtue signaling still to this day, one of the biggest losers in presidential election history. In fact, Hillary Clinton is the biggest loser in presidential election history. Now listen to her virtue signal.
Man was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it. So it was a symptom, but it was
right.
Also
okay,
a
so Hillary Clinton says that just get her off, get that witch out of here. Oh, you know what? The black unemployment reaches all time lows. Hispanic unemployment reaches all time lows. Trump has appointed more women to his cabinet than any president in U.S. history. I mean, I'm sorry that all I can do is get so mad when Hillary Clinton just lies to us like this. I mean, what else can I do? She's a straight up cold liar. I mean, that is a lying bitch. What else do you say?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Like that picture, I can't really see it well. Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, your co-host here at the War Room. I'm in the New York studios of InfoWars, where we're fighting the information war every day. As you know, the tech left and those who control content on the internet have begun a systematic crackdown on libertarians, Trump supporters, nationalists, and anyone really who they disagree with. It's strangling our First Amendment rights. We believe that everyone, left, right, and center, has a right to the marketplace of ideas, to the town square, as the Facebooks and Twitters like to tell us they are. This week, we saw, for the very first time, Twitter censoring the President of the United States and his son and the inestimable Matt Drudge. Wow, that's really something. This is the information war, and they seek to block us from giving you information. That's what this fight is all about. Still joining me in the co-host's chair is the ever dapper, the extraordinarily well turned out. Where is your necktie today?
I just got from the scene of a crime, Roger. I had to run in here from the scene of a crime.
I know you're out doing coverage, so I'm giving you a dispensation from the necktie and the tasty tie bar that you always choose. For those of you who don't know, Owen Schroyer has earned a place on my international best and worst dress list, where men like Michael Moore and my friend Jesse Ventura rate with the fashion losers. So it is great to be with you. And there's an extraordinary thing going on here as the mainstream media allies of the, there it is there, my 2017 international best and worst dressed list. For those who don't know, this is a tradition that I picked up from the late Mr. Blackwell, who was a Hollywood designer whose withering or praiseworthy commentary could make socialites or politicians or movie stars or starlets or athletes or others overnight sensations. He died some years ago, and since I had always looked forward to his rankings, I decided to pick up this tradition and continue it. But the mainstream media is engaged in this extraordinary overall effort to relitigate Russian collusion with a false premise narrative that goes like this. WikiLeaks and/or Julian Assange gave Roger Stone documents that were hacked by the Russians, and Stone passed them to Trump. Therefore, when Trump said nationally the call on the Russians to release them, that meant that Trump had already seen them. This is, as far as I know, entirely false. I never received anything from WikiLeaks or Assange or the Russians, as was speculated by Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post, to pass on to Trump. I never discussed the matter of the WikiLeaks disclosures, including Hillary's email, Podesta's email, the DNC emails with candidate or President Trump. So I don't know what he knew, who he knew it from, when he knew it. I suspect he knew what we all knew from the press reports. Assange himself had said several times in interviews that he had material on the Clintons. So that is not news. In this case, they want to relitigate that with the false narrative. It is all based, of course, on a premise. The premise is if Assange is a Russian, or a Russian agent in this case, and he passed documents to Stone and Stone gave them to Trump, that this constitutes treason. So therefore, Ari Melber, of MSNBC speculates that my defense of Assange is moving the goalposts as if it was something new, because it would redefine a crime that I haven't committed. This is an absurdity. It's amazing the lengths that people will go to.
Well, and this whole thing to me is already blown up in their face, but it's actually going to get even worse for them. But if you just take every angle and every story that fake news media and the Democrats want to run with as far as this Russian collusion is concerned, it doesn't take a genius or a rocket scientist to realize that they haven't even done their own math correctly, because they want to run with this narrative that President Trump is colluding with Russia, Putin is pulling all the strings. Okay, so let's go ahead and believe that that's the case. Well, if Russia is pulling all the strings and running President Trump, then why does he need Julian Assange? Why does he need Roger Stone? Why does he need Papadopoulos? Why does he need Page? Why does he need Manafort? Why does he need any of these people? Why do any of these other stories that the media reports on that may indicate collusion? Ooh, he was talking to a lawyer, and then Don Jr. may have talked to a lawyer, and then ooh, there was a former KGB agent that worked at a German bank at one time, and Trump had some money there. Why would he need all of these different channels and all of these different angles and all of these different stories that they want to put out there if he was really colluding with Russia and Putin was running everything? Of course, the answer is he wouldn't, because the entire thing is fake news.
Well, look, the Trump administration is selling offensive weapons to the Ukrainians over the objections of the Russians. There are other examples where the president is moving aggressively in the face of Russian aggression. So it disproves this whole idea that he's in Putin's pocket. He is taking actions in the region that are adverse to Putin's interests, and Putin's government is quite upset about it. It kind of offsets the whole phony narrative. Don Jr.'s done nothing illegal. He's done nothing improper. That meeting smells more and more like a setup. The Russian woman lawyer in question is in the country without a visa illegally.
Oh yeah, a triple agent. She already worked with Fusion GPS, who helped to fabricate the Trump dossier that was gathered from Russian intelligence sources. I mean, the whole thing is just such a joke. It's absurd.
It stinks of setup. And Donald Trump Jr. is a real patriot. I mean, this is a guy who uses his social media the way his father used it in his rise to the presidency. His commentary is must read. He is a true patriot. He tells the truth. He says things that a member of the White House staff or somebody who works directly for the president cannot perhaps sometimes say. But he's, he's very underestimated, and he's got a lot of guts. You know, the invasion in your family privacy, if you're the son or daughter of a president, and you don't choose to be there, but you support your father, the invasion of the privacy of his entire family is extraordinary.
Well, and let's not forget, this is a Donald Trump Jr. who just had a suspicious package sent to his house that his wife opens with some suspicious, you know, powder in it. So, I mean, these people are under attack.
Look, I must be very honest with you. I think Donald Trump Jr. and his brother have conducted themselves publicly in an extraordinary manner. We know they're hunters. We know they're Second Amendment guys. We know they feel strongly about it. But they have I think, really done an excellent job of representing their family. On those few occasions where they choose to be in the media, I think they've acquitted themselves well. I really watched, I was watching Eric the other night on TV, and I think he was extraordinarily effective. So I commend them, and I'm a fan. It outrages me that Twitter is censoring Don Jr.'s feed, just deeming that some things that he says or posts are too sensitive to be posted. This is precisely what we're talking about here in the InfoWars.
Well, it's crazy because we've been dealing with this. I mean, you can't even go on Twitter. You're totally banned off of Twitter. I mean, you're not even allowed on Twitter. I mean, how dare you even think about having a Twitter? But even the War Room, anything that we put out on Twitter, it gets censored. You can't see it. It says it's offensive. Now they're doing the same thing to the Trumps. Now they're doing it to Drudge Report, the number one news site in the world. I mean, think about that, folks. Twitter thinks it's above Drudge Report. Twitter thinks it's it's going to decide what's real news, what's not, what's hate speech, what's not. Well, you know how that's going to go. Real news is going to get deleted and erased and called hate speech. And then fake news is going to get put on the top. Oh, and we don't just assume this is happening. They admit it in congressional hearings, and Project Veritas caught them on video admitting it. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Just crazy. We need your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Okay. My head is spinning right now. You've got 2 fatal explosions in Austin, Texas. 1 today. 2 explosions today from a suspicious package. You've got South by Southwest in town. Oh, I mean, even that, just South by Southwest being here is maddening. Sadiq Khan is in town. I'm going to find this clip. It's just nuts. Look at this stack of news that we have here, okay? You've got a Saudi general. This story is from The Telegraph, re-put out by Yahoo. A Saudi general may have been tortured to death and several wealthy businessmen were allegedly abused in captivity at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel during Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's recent crackdown on powerful figures in Saudi Arabia. And you read into this and you find out this happened in November. Of course, what happened just before November? The Las Vegas shooting. What did our intel tell us about that? It had something to do with the exchange of power in Saudi Arabia and a terrorist attack. And now you're getting more news indicative of that being the story. So you've got that going on. You've got that developing. I mean, there's all this crazy stuff. You got Vladimir Putin set to win re-election with 69% of the vote in a poll right now. So I'm just curious, Roger, what is the story here with Vladimir Putin? Is Vladimir Putin that popular in Russia? Is he that great of a leader for Russia that they love him so much that he's going to win in a landslide? Or is this just typical Russian meddling now? Vladimir Putin is basically rigging in his own Russian elections. Because, I mean, if you followed the mainstream news, Roger, he's rigged every election from here to Timbuktu. So, I mean, of course he's going to rig his own election.
Look, well, we understand the obstacles that are put in the way of the state of his opponents. We recognize their use of brutal force to control their electoral policies. This is not surprising. We make no excuses for that. Putin is a very tough guy. The question here is, did he somehow collude in a meaningful way to help Donald Trump? And there's no evidence that he did. We have the special counsel indicting a group of Russians for what seems to be ham-handed email antics, where they seem to be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Bernie, anti-Hillary. Most of their money is spent after the election. They appear to be inept in their messaging, bumbling almost. And their overall expenditures are a relative drop in the bucket in terms of what was spent in the election and what the total, impact of it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they want to talk, see, it's so bothering. It's so, like, it just makes you nauseous. And it just shows how fake they are. Oh, Russian meddling, Russian meddling. And then the only thing that they can say is some meeting with a lawyer that looks like a setup that at the worst is opposition research that everybody does. Or they say, look at these Facebook ads, a couple thousand dollars spent going all ways for Bernie, for Hillary, for Trump. Oh yeah, that shows Russian collusion. That shows Russian meddling. And then it's like George Soros is just spending cash is just flowing out of George Soros's organizations, flowing out of George Soros's bank accounts to the Democrats, to all the leftist organizations, to all the rallies that are a collusion between all of them. And all they talk about is Russia collusion, which is like a drop in the bucket compared to George Soros that has his fingers on everything, local elections, national elections, Democrat candidates. I mean, it's honestly infuriating, Roger, that they spend all of this time covering Russian collusion and not even a fraction of a second on George Soros.
Well, pardon me for that Marco Rubio moment there. look, it's very interesting. A thousand people have asked me about Sam Nunberg, the young writer researcher who was.
Hold on, excuse me. I'm going to have a Sam Nunberg moment.
Who was, as you know, had the distinction of having been fired not once but twice by Donald Trump. Sam is a very smart guy, a brilliant wordsmith, really, a great writer, a very good attorney on the attack. But he had a tragic, what appeared to me to be a meltdown on television interviews back to back where he contradicted himself about they have something on the president. They have nothing on the president. They have something, but I don't know what it is. He is obviously a guy with demons. It's interesting because I had calls from the media tonight, two large newspapers who wanted to know about an email or a boast by me that I had met in London with Julian Assange. And I, of course, have never done that, never said that I did that. And then it occurred to me that one Friday after the 30th call from Sam Nunberg, who was obsessive in his communications when engaged in a political project or an enthusiasm, when I was trying to get him off the phone, he said, what are your plans for the weekend? I said, oh, I think I will fly to London and have dinner with Julian Assange. Now, of course, my passport and the airport records and the surveillance cameras at the Ecuadorian embassy would demonstrate that I did no such thing, but it was a throwaway line, a joke, a piece of shtick to get him off the phone.
Well, they might not have you there, Roger, but me and you did go to Russia House here in Austin and have a Russian martini.
We are entirely busted. In any event, I think that is the source of this rumor that I went to London, demonstrably false. I never boasted about it. It is alleged there is an email. This is news to me. I've turned over all the evidence to the House Intelligence Committee, which proves definitively that I received no communications from WikiLeaks or Assange, no allegedly hacked emails or anything else. I received nothing from the Russians, broadly defined. I have never met or spoken with Assange. I did not visit him in London. I did drop my card off there when I was in London to speak to the Oxford Union, but that's because I protest the persecution of a journalist. He is a virtual prisoner in poor health in this cramped little space. He cannot leave for fear of being extradited for absurd allegations. He publishes classified information. That's what journalists do. It often embarrasses government. There's no evidence that he works for any nation state. He denies it. We know the intelligence agencies repeat it like a mantra, but it is not the case. In any event, on the other side, we're going to talk about the InfoWars store and how you can fuel our entire expanded coverage of the Trump revolution and the struggle that lies ahead with the globalists. We have some extraordinary specials now. Now, when you go to the InfoWars store, as Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360 win. You get the best products with literally thousands of detailed testimonials, but you know that you're not going to help Big Pharma or some other firm. You're helping the information war, because we have no corporate fat cats or right-wing billionaires.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermel and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area, you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Well,
Not to get into the gory details of the San Nunberg, what do you want to say, phenomenon or whatever you want to call it. I think that to me, what I take away from it, and I want to get Roger Stone's details of what he knows on this in a second, but to me, it shows how desperate the anti-Trump media is, where, I mean, literally, I bet you a hobo, like, could roll off roll out of the gutter, and, you know, Jake Tapper or someone, Chris Cuomo is just hanging outside of CNN, or Jake Tapper's hanging outside of the White House, and some hobo rolls out of the gutter, you know, half drunk, you know, whatever, and is like, eh, I got information on Trump, Russia. Whoa, they just put a mic in his face. Yeah, well, tell us. I mean, and it just shows how desperate they are. I mean, look, I think it came out that, you know, Sam Nunberg was obviously under the influence when he was doing these interviews. In fact, after one of them blew up on CNN, Aaron Burnett even called him out for it. So are all of them drunk? I mean, is that the thing? Like, they're all already drunk? The fake news hosts on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere else, are they already drunk that they didn't even notice he was drunk? Or are they just that desperate that they'll take anyone who will say anything negative about Trump on television, they'll just give him a platform? But obviously there's a lot more behind it, Roger, and you may be privy to some of those details. So, I mean, you know, now that it's kind of behind us and the whole Sam Nunberg thing is over with, what was the case with that?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that Sam Nunberg is an able attorney. He first came to my notice when he was working with Jay Sekulow, who is representing the president, a great attorney in his organization, fighting efforts to build a mosque in downtown Wall Street where the local citizens do not want it at the site of 9/11. Some people feel very strongly about this, particularly here in New York, where it is exceedingly unpopular, and Sam was active in court in trying to block them. He was the only staffer for Donald Trump working on political matters between 2012 and 2016. In a sense, he played a role like the young Pat Buchanan played for Richard Nixon, in the sense that Sam did the briefing memos for Donald Trump. He prepared talking points at Trump's direction. He looked up articles that Trump told him to read after he had skimmed them. He really, I think, helped the candidate formulate his own ideas. Sam is a brilliant wordsmith. He's also, a man with extraordinary demons. Like the young Buchanan, he imbibes, evidently. He announced he was going into treatment. The problem, of course, is that Sam is, he is an enthusiast, and he's a relentless when he is after something. Now, in this particular case, I evidently joked with him about visiting Assange, and he must have repeated that to others, because a fellow named Peter Stone, a good investigative reporter, not a bad fellow, called me insisting he had a first-hand source who said that I had said this. Well, only as a throwaway line, and only to Sam, who obviously didn't get the joke, Sam's performance, I think, I felt sympathy for him. I thought it was a tragic meltdown. It was almost like a Henny Youngman routine at points. I mean, they have something on the president. They have nothing on the president. You could see his prejudices, and then come back and say, well, I'm an attorney. I was never really going to respect the subpoena and so on. It was an extraordinary thing. The point here is, of course, the truth, regardless of what anyone says. I never met with Assange. I never got any documents, including allegedly hacked emails. This whole mainstream media premise that the DNC was hacked, there's no consensus thinking on that. Many people disagree, and there's a lot of scientific evidence that would lead one to conclude a backdoor job in which someone who was inside the DNC downloaded this data to a portable drive of some kind, a thumb drive, a zip drive, whatever, and it was spirited out the back door, most likely by someone who by the name of Seth Rich. or some other disgruntled Bernie supporter who had the right to expect an honest game from the DNC, which is probably their motivation. So Sam Nunberg is, you know, he's a tortured soul. And he's a bit of a yenta. He's a notorious gossip. But in this case, I think he has repeated a joke line, perhaps not maliciously. But in the case of here, I suspect that's what we're talking about. I wish this fellow nothing but the best. He needs to get treatment for his demons. He should write. He's a brilliant writer. He should focus on his writing and get himself clean. Just not a spectacle we need to keep seeing. After he came to my attention, of course, he started working closely with Steve Bannon. And fortunately for me, the 30 times a day that Sam would email and text me ultimately dwindled off to be very few. Sometime he would call me late at night to curse me out about something I had said, but when I wrote a piece for the Daily Caller saying that Steve should go, he was furious. He called me a piece of, you know, and said that he would kill me and so on. I say all this affectionately. Sam's a wild man. But in this case, I think that he has done me perhaps a disservice. In any event, I wish him the best.
I think that the phrase you were looking for there was piece of shif. I think you were looking for the phrase piece of shif is what you're looking for. And I just want to be clear here. I wasn't saying Sam Nunberg is like a homeless bum. I was simply saying that CNN and MSNBC are that desperate. They would literally go to the gutters for a homeless bum if they thought it would get them, anti-Trump coverage. But with Nunberg, it was just an instance where I think they were so hopped up, so excited, they think they could get some details, that they didn't even think to, like, you know, kind of cross-reference the guy and make sure he had his story straight, or to even, you know, necessarily make sure he was sober. Whether that would have kept him off the air or not, I don't really know. I'm not trying to act higher than thou towards Sam Nunberg. Again, this is me saying, this shows you how fake the mainstream news is, that they would allow a Sam Nunberg, let's say he was dealing with some serious demons that week, to even have the platform to have that type of a breakdown. Again, I point at the fake news for being responsible for that. But they're desperate. They're not going to stop Roger. They'll have some other crazy thing that happens to try to bring Trump down. It's just going to make him look worse again.
You know, nobody made that point better than Sean Hannity when I appeared on his program. He was eloquent on that point. The media has a responsibility at some point to cut away and say, Sam, you're too inebriated, or you're too under the influence, or you're to continue this interview, particularly if she indeed smelled alcohol on his breath. But again, an anti-Trump story, a story that can be made an anti-Trump story, you know, that immediately catches their fancy. The bottom line of this remains the same, which is that the overall charge of Russian collusion doesn't hold water. There's no collusion with Trump or the Trump campaign. It's time to move off of this. It's just a mantra that the Democrats won't let go of, yet there is nothing there that we can see.
Well, they won't let go of it. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not even sure if they'd let go of it. Even it's like, okay, let's say that Mueller comes out and says, all right, no collusion with Trump, Russia, nothing existed. We looked and we found nothing. Or what if it got shut down? I mean, I don't even think, even if it got shut down, even if Mueller said no collusion, they still wouldn't stop it. I don't think they can ever stop this narrative because it's already fake and they've already quadrupled, quintupled down. They can't back away from it now, Roger. They've already buried themselves in this Russian collusion story where there are other fake news stories like obsessing over Stormy Daniels. They can't even get enough attention on that because they're too busy focused on Russia.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room with your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. If you want to help us with the war against censorship and to ensure the vibrance and assertive nature of InfoWars coverage and our continued showing the light of day on the actions of the globalists, you can go to the InfoWars store. This is how we fund the information war. And we have extraordinary products, which have in many cases, as I said, thousands of testimonials. You get the very best of the genre. I am a huge fan of the t-shirts. There we have the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste product. This is a particular favorite of Nydia Stone, my wife, who has gleaming white teeth and who has used every product under the sun that you can get at Walmart or any upscale drugstore, and says that nothing compares with this product. I use it myself. It comes in a little milder flavor for children. This is the best of the best. If you're concerned about the long-term effects of fluoride, and some on the right are, then this is the toothpaste for you. The whole line of Super Blue fluoride-free products are on special here, and I often wonder how Alex Jones can afford to sell these products at these prices, but I understand his strategy. He knows if you try it once and you're satisfied, and you will be, that you will sign up for the auto ship program and become a regular supporter in the fight for freedom. He knows that you can use your discretionary dollars anywhere you want on the internet, but why not get the products you need and at the same time support your political beliefs and support those who are not afraid to take on the globalists and the atheistless, godless, pedophile armies of the New World Order and their handmaidens in the modern Democratic Party and that burrow deep into the deep state recesses of the military industrial complex. We are the tip of the spear. We are the alternative conservative news site that goes where others do not dare to go. They can call us conspiracy theorists, but I'll tell you a conspiracy that the Russians hacked the DNC and they lagged the documents to WikiLeaks, who lagged them to Roger Stone, who lagged them to Donald Trump, who lagged them to the Trump campaign. That's a crazy left-wing conspiracy theory. It seems to be embraced by some at MSNBC, some at Salon, some at the Washington Post even, although there are many good reporters at the Washington Post, who are, I think, just trying to do an honest job without political bent. So we are faced with a situation in which rumors spread like wildfire, and the whole Russian collusion thing is collapsing around their ears. That's because it's meant as a distraction for the fact that the Obama administration, in their attempts to help Hillary Clinton, have gotten caught red-handed in the largest a scandal of political espionage in our history. One that makes the break-in at the Watergate Hotel by the forces allied with Richard Nixon look like small potatoes. Make it look like, pardon me, a third-rate burglary.
What we're seeing now, Roger, is they have all of these other satellite issues that they try to bring up. You know, the Me Too thing, they always want that to land on Donald Trump. Oh, he's this, he's racist, he's that. They have all of these other attacks that they try to use against him. They say, disavow David Duke. Oh, President Trump disavowed David Duke. He disavows David Duke like 10 times. Meanwhile, I haven't heard one Democrat disavow Louis Farrakhan, which, okay, look, I'm not the one raising a fuss about it. There others are, but if you're going to say that one is guilty of hate speech and Trump has to disavow, how can you not say the same about Louis Farrakhan, who blames the Jews for everything and says the whites are the problem and all of that hate speech that he's guilty of? Again, just like how CNN will bring Nunberg on because he says he's got dirt on Trump without doing any actual background research, it's the same thing here. Just throw whatever you can against the wall and see if it sticks. And if it didn't stick this time around, well, let's go back to the other thing. Okay, did Russia stick this time? No. Okay, let's go back to the Stormy Daniels thing. All right. Stormy Daniels stick this time? No, it didn't. Alex Jones has joined us. He's got breaking news with all of this developing right now. Crazy times we're living in, Alex. Welcome back, first of all. I haven't even seen you since you got back from vacation, so welcome back. Glad to have you on with us.
You bet. You were there covering the three bombings that just happened. I'm going to take over the show the last 30 minutes to give you guys live, exclusive stuff. This is a war for free speech, the war for the future of this country. We have a fourth affiliated lawsuit directly run by former people that work for Hillary Clinton that we've been given knowledge of by Reuters, and they think I'm just going to give them quotes and then have them twist it. But I've done, since I got off air at 3, about an hour and 50 minutes of research, so I'm going to be able to give people exclusively a new lawsuit dealing with Charlottesville, Virginia, and what happened there. They're alleging that I'm saying the whole thing's fake and didn't exist. And they even misquote our headlines and what we said. It's incredible. And it's a former State Department official who works for Democrats, whose congressman he works for. It's massive money from Soros, who worked for Hillary Clinton when she was at the State Department. And so they're announcing a federal lawsuit in Virginia. This is now a lawsuit per week. Okay. And the whole Pepe the Frog thing, our lawyers looked at it and they said, yeah, it's transformative. He's 5% of the picture. It's images from the campaign. It's totally protected. Plus, you didn't make the image. It's a third party. It's open and shut. We have to sue them with an slapback statute for frivolous lawsuits. This one, they're even suing Leanne McAdoo. She just had a guest on, Lee Stranahan, who just very milquetoast questioned things and the PR rollout. So just like we said in the situation with David Hogg and all that, where they're saying it's crisis actors, and Reuters sends me this same thing saying, oh, by the way, you say David Hogg's a crisis actor. Of course, we never said that. We said out of 3,000 young people, they pick 4 to be the spokespersons, and they basically put out talking points. That's our right to say that. Whether it's true or not, we believe it's true. So with defamation, it is malice aforethought with intent to do harm. Roger, just a few months ago, won a lawsuit against him in New York for defamation. And even a New York jury was sophisticated and understood that, but they don't care. They just want to use the news cycle, because here's the big news. They have all these news agencies, we learn, quarterbacking a huge rollout tomorrow they're going to file it at 1:50 Eastern, and they think I'm just going to sit here when they file this lawsuit out of Virginia. But here's the thing. They think the listeners aren't going to supply us with the money to fight this and beat this. The good news is none of these lawsuits are real. They're not based in reality. They misrepresent what we say. They're saying that I'm saying that Soros did the whole deal and it's completely fake. And then they cut off where I said Soros is financing the chaos. And we have the documents we're going to show that, notice the media never challenged, from 2015, where his foundation, run by his son, Alexander Soros, wait till I cover the last 30 minutes. It makes my head spin. Where they say we're going to cause civil unrest to bring in martial law for Obama. And of course the Justice Department got caught financing Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. And CNN was saying, well, when cops get shot, it's because, cops are bad and cops do bad things. They'll quit getting shot in the back whenever they stop, hurting innocent black people. Well, no one said there aren't some bad cops, but if a cop 2,000 miles away kills a black person, well, then you shoot some black cops in Dallas. That'll show them. And that's like if my neighbor commits a crime, you come over and kill me. So we're sitting there swimming through all this, and I'm looking at these, at the excerpts of the lawsuit that Reuters sent me. We're going to put all this on air, the Reuters emails, all of it. Because again, this didn't happen like this before, where you're going to have a lawsuit, you file it, then the press covers it. What they do is they give the media these lawsuits beforehand. They then go with the story that I'm saying that it was all staged and the whole thing was fake. What we said was, is they don't let a good crisis go to waste. It was done in a liberal college that the police stood down because the police told us they did. And now it's been in the news in lawsuits that the police stood down. So what we're saying is they funneled the alt-right protesters, and some of them we don't even agree with, by the way, they keep calling us that, into this group of Antifa to let them attack it. It all got out of control. And then you've got this Clinton operative who's worked for Hillary and worked for the Democrat congressman who got Soros money, the congressman. And we're saying he's a PR guy putting out statements. He's a PR guy who the event happened, but he's putting his political views on it.
You deserve a deep rest of sleep with NotHelp by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Infowars.com/.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
For whom the bell tolls, time marches on. All right, I'm going to get out of here in a few minutes so you and Roger can finish up. We're going to move Sheba for Congress to tomorrow because I'm going to come in here and take over at the bottom of the hour. And you said something really astute during the break about they're doing this. They see us expanding, and they see us covering the news, and they see us really analyzing what's going on. And they want to set the precedent not just to divert us from covering the news in this critical time going into the midterms. They want to also set the precedent that we're fake news to then say, oh, well, we label you fake news. You're banned off the internet. And this is a precedent for everybody. And so we're the test case. And this is such a historic battle. And these are frivolous and fake lawsuits. We can beat these and have them overturned for about $100,000 a piece. We can also then anti-slap statutes even cheaper, go back and get the money back. And we have to start punishing the people that the Democrats are using as surrogates. All these people are former lawyers for Hillary, or they're former people that work for Hillary or work for Podesta or work for Soros. I mean, in every case, they work directly for her. And then they sit there and match up their names. And there's an article about the CIA on InfoWars.com where WikiLeaks founders gone public. He said, listen, the CIA is trying to influence the leftists in it. The midterm elections, they're running all these CIA people, and they're involved in all this disinfo. That's a story on InfoWars.com. So that's all going on. We talk about that in generality. They go, oh, you're saying this particular guy worked for the State Department, CIA, so he's suing you because he says that's wrong. Well, there's no malice of forethought, intent to do harm, because he says he didn't ever work for the CIA at the State Department. We were going off those reports. They cite somebody else's report that we link to. They get the headlines wrong. I mean, the whole thing is just chock full because we've got an advance, you know, deal with the lawsuit. They're filing tomorrow. And so people have to understand this is meant to basically bully us off the air. And then they misrepresent in the lawsuit and say that we're basically saying the whole thing was fake. No. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to show the documents where Soros and his foundations are funding Antifa to go out, everybody knows, and then they're violent. He even talks about it in the documents. We covered it months ago. Notice the media never touched that.
Project Veritas exposed it too.
Yeah, they go out. And then it happens, and then they pick a liberal who's worked for Democratic congressman, worked for the State Department, all these groups. He's a public figure. He writes for Politico. He goes out. He's going to be all over the news again, a whole new news cycle for him, you know, where he gets all this attention, and Alex Jones is the bad guy, and they mix it in with white supremacists and all the stuff that happened in Charlottesville, and it just creates this projection of Alex Jones, that fake news guy. He needs to be shut down. We need listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you and your family absolutely need, and then we can easily defeat all this because they are throwing the kitchen sink at us, and these things are very frivolous because it's not based in reality. But we have to fight it, we have to win it, and we have to countersue it. And so that's what's going on, and it is amazing. And this is all going to come out, just like Roger just won his case where he was being sued for defamation and against a New York liberal jury. Because it was poppycock. Owen, you were making a point.
Well, here's the thing. We don't operate with infinitive energy. It might seem like Alex Jones has infinitive energy, but he doesn't. And so they know that every time they bring a new lawsuit, every time they bring a new frivolous lawsuit, we have to put energy to that. We have to put attention to that. And that takes away from this big news story here or this big news story
here. And that's why we have to, exactly. And they think it's going to wear the audience out where they just get tired of hearing it.
No. Or wear us out. They're going to bully us off.
Listen,
there.
I'll be broadcasting with a tin can on the side of the road. The fact that they're trying to suppress this, it just makes me know how serious all this is. And so we're only committing and getting stronger. But seriously, you're right. None of these suits are real. That's what's crazy is they just want to, but then we have anti-slap stuff, we have to sue them. Not because we're litigious, we just have to countersue across the board in the group's financing. Now, that'll all come out in discovery. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Flood us with the cash, with the funds, but most importantly, spread the articles and the videos on InfoWars.com. We're not even covering. We're busy covering this. So you cover all the news they don't want us to hear about, and then when at 30 minutes, I'm going to show people the first look at this. They think they're going to break it and get the jump on us? No.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the most epic times in human history. Period. End of sentence. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now knowing that you are living in the most epic, important times in the history of human civilization on this planet? What are you going to do knowing that there is a group of people out there that want to silence you from having free speech, stop you from the right to protect yourself with an arm, and then use this entire fake news spin stream to just keep you in confusion, added with all the chemicals in the water so that you can't even think straight, and they think they can just pull the wool over your heads and make you forget about all of it. So what are you going to do here in this second great awakening? What are you going to do here in the second great American revolution that is happening right now? Are you going to sit on the sideline, or are you going to get involved? Now, here at InfoWars, we know the weight that we bear here, and we bear it proudly, and we will continue to bear it because that is the cause that we have decided to take up. But at the very least, ladies and gentlemen, you can support us and you can get involved in the Second Great Awakening, or I guess the Third Great Awakening, and the Second American Revolution by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let me explain something that they do here to us. When they file these lawsuits, that takes energy away from us. That takes money away from us, from away from the main course that InfoWars is destined for, which is reporting the real news, breaking the real stories, forcing the real narratives in the face of the fake narratives. But if they can just take all of the, if they can try to distract us by taking all of our funding and by taking all the attention with these lawsuits, that's what they think they can do. But with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, that will render their attempts useless. We'll have the funding to defeat these lawsuits and hit the slapbacks, and we'll have the funding to expand and hire more people so that when we have to deal with this stuff, we've got the replacements ready at the helm to come in and fill the void in the news coverage. So we don't make it difficult for you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great products that you're going to love anyway because they're great products, like 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off True Whey Protein. I know a ton of people, I meet them at the gym. They work out, they use protein. Well, why not use the whey protein at InfoWarsStore.com? Why not use for a probiotic Biome Defense 50? Why not go get a t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well? So just popular products, even Brain Force, it's all on sale. Household items, everybody uses toothpaste. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why aren't you, the listener, using Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com? Just think about that. Just, if every member of the audience that listens to this show or the Alex Jones show replaced the toothpaste that they use in their house with Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste today, we could expand to the next level that we plan on getting to by the end of the year tomorrow. So just think about that. That's what your support does to us. And Roger, you've already been censored off Twitter. You have already had to deal with this stuff in the courts. So, you know, this isn't just rhetoric like, oh, free speech is under attack. I mean, you've actually had to deal with it. Roger Stone has had his free speech erased on Twitter.
Well, and like Alex Jones and InfoWars, I have been a victim of these well-funded, crazy left-wing lawsuits. Donald Trump and I are being sued in Washington, D.C. by this Project Democracy, which is using this harassment bogus lawsuit. John Brennan and the barons of the deep state, including that stellar patriot across the board, General Clapper, have filed a friend of the court brief saying that the Russians use political consultants and fake news people as agents, not alleging that I am one because there's no evidence that I am. That's because I'm not against me in this lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that I worked with Donald Trump to steal the documents and give them to WikiLeaks. There's no foundation for this lawsuit. There's no foundation for their claim. It's the same tactic they're now using on Alex Jones. It's the exact same thing they're trying to do to him, tie him up in these frivolous lawsuits, which is why if you look at the InfoWars store, a site, there is now, in the middle of the screen, a button where you can make a direct donation.
Hey, you know what, Roger? I think you're getting some phone interference or something on your microphone. I don't know if you've got a phone near you, but we're getting some weird interference. Yeah, there you go. That's better. No, you're good.
I apologize for that. We have cramped quarters here at the New York Bureau, as you know. In any event, it's the same tactic that they're now using on Alex Jones, trying to make him run up millions in legal fees, fighting these frivolous lawsuits where they try to use the lawsuit as proof that you've said something that you haven't said. This is the same riff over and over again. Alex Jones said nobody died at Parkland. Alex Jones said never said anything of the kind. Either did anyone else here at InfoWars. But it's the big lie technique. It's just like Russian collusion or John Podesta's email. It's a lie that if you tell it enough times, people believe it will become true.
Hold on a second. Whoa. Is this breaking right now? All right. Hey, Roger, I don't know if you've seen this, but this is being reported on CNN right now. It just broke an hour ago. House Intelligence Committee to announce they are done with Russia probe interviews. Is that who, what side of the House committee announced that? In fact, can somebody print that on my desk, guys? Okay. Sorry, Roger. I hate to interrupt you. It's just, this is breaking right now. And it's right in the midst. I mean, it's right in the midst of you talking about it.
Yeah, that's it. That is indeed extraordinary news. Look, there's grumbling among the Democrats reported by Politico that I was less than truthful in my testimony to the House. This is the Republican majority examining all the evidence knows this is not true. Everything that I said to the committee was accurate. Everything I gave them proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that I did not receive anything from WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, and I certainly never passed anything on. This is an attempt to make you answer questions that you answered months ago. Chuck Todd even pulled the old Lucifer 2.0 chestnut out again. Let's be clear. The fully disclosed exchange between Lucifer 2.0 or someone claiming to be one, based on its content, context, and timing, is innocuous. It's banal, and it certainly does not constitute collusion. In fact, it happens long after the WikiLeaks documents that I'm accused of colluding with him to steal have been published, proving that I could not have been involved, since this is the only communications with this person on Twitter who may or may not be Goosefer 2.0, whoever that is. I will have a long piece at the Stone Cold Truth, which I make the case that the evidence would show that although I don't think in retrospect that he did hack the documents, I do not think he works on behalf of the Russians. You can see that at stonecoldtruth.com. I think it's also at InfoWars.
Well, and I'm going to get to this breaking news in a second. But again, guys, the reason why we make such a big deal out of InfoWarsStore.com is because that is literally what makes us independent. That's literally what makes everything here possible. Now, Roger, this is, oh my gosh. Oh my, I mean, I'm in a whirlwind right now, because not only is everything else that's already going on in the InfoWar like at peak madness, it's about to get weirder. Now that they're going to announce this. They're about to shut down the collusion investigation, folks. They're about to shut down the Russian collusion investigation. And here's what's going to happen. I'm predicting this now. You're going to get, the Republicans run the House Committee, Intelligence Committee. So they're going to file their majority report, and that's going to be the report, and it's going to say, here's everybody that was interviewed. You already know what was found. There was nothing. There was nothing there. We knew it the whole time. But don't forget, folks, the Democrats told you they had the information. Adam Schiff told you he had collusion information. So he obviously lied. So what are they going to do to cover that up? The House Intelligence Minority is going to release their own report, Roger. They're going to make something up. They're going to do it. That's what's going to happen. I can see it now. I'm not sure exactly. They're expecting this to come tonight? According to this interview, we're not sure when the Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee will make their final announcement, but you wait. The Democrats will make up a new collusion story on the heels of this, because this is an utter defeat of their fake news and their attempt to remove Trump from office. This is unbelievable.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports,
bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And Alex is about to be breaking down the latest attack on us, the latest lawsuit. He's got the inside information. He's going to be breaking all that down in the next segment. So I'm going to do a news blitz here because everything is so crazy. If I don't get it out now, I'm not sure if I ever will. So you got Tommy Robinson. He gets attacked by an Antifa gang. Then you've got Lauren Southern and Brittany Pettibone, who both also were in England, and they got arrested for having conservative views and put in jail. Alex is going to talk to Brittany Pettibone tomorrow about that. You got a Georgia police officer got kidnapped by gang members at a traffic stop. So how about hate crimes against police officers? The main, the left media, mainstream news won't talk about that. Trump had a magical, historic, epic rally in Pennsylvania. He hit Chuck Todd hard, and then Chuck Todd became an unhinged lunatic on air. Wow. He got a CNN sucks chant going, and he announced his new campaign rally, Keep America Great Again. We heard from Hillary Clinton. She said Trump voters don't want black people to have a job and women have a job. Oh, that's funny. The Trump administration has more women in it than any other in American history. And black unemployment is at an all-time low after we elected Trump. So you know what, Hillary Clinton? Go shove it. Now, I'll have to just get into this Kamala Harris nonsense on a later date, perhaps when she is back in the fold of a news cycle, because, yeah, that woman is, you know what? Oh, it just clicked. You remember what Alex Jones was talking about, that Julian Assange is indicating that the CIA, we already know they run the Democrat Party, but now they're just going full-fledged. They're not even going to put middlemen in. They're not even going to get puppets in. They're just going to put their own people in. That might make this Kamala story, Kamala Harris story make more sense. So, but we'll get into that later. We were going to have Shiva Ayyadure on. He's going to be with us tomorrow. So we'll talk about some of the congressional election stuff with him tomorrow, as well as Rahm Emanuel. He's going to have a challenger in Chicago. You have another nor'easter, folks. A third nor'easter. So the global warming skeptics have now moved on to climate change. That's what we were saying, and then now they say it and act like it's their word. No, they just stole that like they stole everything else. Trump is about to go to California. He'll be at a fundraiser there, but California is trying to get in his way. Now, but listen to this. The Los Angeles Police Department have made an announcement that they're prepared for anything when Trump visits Southern California. Do you understand what this is saying? Southern California has turned into a third world nation run by gangsters. And that includes the people at the top, Jerry Brown, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Dianne Feinstein, the list goes on, formerly Barbara Boxer. I mean, the list goes on and on. But why would the LAPD say they have to be prepared for anything when Trump visits Southern California? Oh, they must be talking about terrorist attacks, right? Yes, but they're talking about radical leftists. That's what they're talking about. Why would California have to be so prepared for Trump to visit? Because you have a bunch of radical leftists in a third world hellhole. The 50th worst state in the union, California, run by Democrat scum like Kamala Harris. And so now, because they have created a bunch of radical left-wing terrorists, a third world communist hellhole of California, now the LAPD has to be on a special alert when Trump goes to California because they're so unhinged, they're so radical, and they're so violent. I mean, let me tell you, that pisses me off. That the president can't even go to California because the Democrats have turned it into a communist hellhole, and you're gonna have a bunch of violent radical leftist protesters out there, probably with masks on like Antifa, causing a bunch of violence. That makes me sick, man. That makes me sick. They are literally led by the Democrats. They're literally led by Jake Tapper and all these people on CNN telling them all these lies about Trump. And then they go out on the streets, they incite violence, and they think they're on the right side of history, and they call us a Nazi. It's so infuriating because all of them should be locked up. That's why it pisses me off. That's why it pisses me off. Democrats have gone full left-wing radical terrorist, man. And that's why the CIA is taking him over. Do you get it now? Now do you understand what's going on here? It all makes sense. Of course the CIA is behind the Democrats. Of course the Democrats are trying to get all of their minions in the streets to cause violence. Of course they are, because Donald Trump is trying to save this country and they hate it. They've been trying to take this country down for decades and now we're standing up to it, so they have to bring it down with their violent, brainwashed minions in the street and their CIA operatives in the Democrat Party and on CNN. Excuse me. And so now the breaking news. Oh my gosh, And then InfoWars just gets sued left and right because we break the real news. Who told you there was no Russian collusion day one? InfoWars. And now the report's about to come out, the official report from the House Intelligence Community. No collusion. It never existed. It's all made up. And what do you think Adam Schiff is going to do? What do you think? See, this is how they do it. So now Adam Schiff is going to make up some lies. Now Eric Swalwell is going to make up some lies, and then Trump is going to go visit California, and they're going to create all of this fake news about Trump, make them think he's Hitler again, re-energize their radical left violent base to create violence when Trump goes to California. Congratulations, that's going to happen. Good job, Democrats. You know, sometimes you might have to take a lesson from Rodrigo Duterte. Rodrigo Duterte goes to war with the UN as he threatens to throw the rights team to the crocodiles. Was he being facetious? I don't know, but sometimes maybe you need to take a note from Duterte. I'll just leave it at that. You know, it's getting a little out of hand here. Now you've got school districts in St. Louis all over the land. They're walking out. They're walking out because they want new gun legislation. So even though that will do nothing to help solve the violence that might happen at a school if there's a school shooting gun legislation, that's what they want anyway. Now again, that's what the Democrats want. This is all run by the Democrats. It's all run by the CIA. I mean, this is insane. I can't even believe that we're dealing with this. And of course that's why they have to sue InfoWars into oblivion. And now Fox News touts real news in their latest marketing push. Well, InfoWars was real news from the beginning. That's why we don't have to go with the tagline real news. And we already had the real news with David Knight, but now they're taking that away from us too. But that's fine because InfoWars has been the real news the entire time. Oh, I should have told you this after I was covering the third nor'easter this winter. Just record snowfall during all the man-made global warming. Now Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to sue Big Oil for first-degree murder. He's going to announce this at South by Southwest. Meanwhile, he's going to fly all over in C-130 private jets, consuming all that, oil and gasoline and burning all that carbon, and then tell you're not allowed to do it. That's just a good Hollywood actor right there doing their job. Eminem attacks the NRA saying they control the puppet. Eminem, maybe there's something you don't understand. The NRA is made up of tens of millions of people. So that's actually American citizens controlling the president. That's kind of what you want. Oh, a restaurant in New Orleans is going to be charging white customers more. Oh, that's loving. So now white people have to pay more at a restaurant in New Orleans. But tell me about that. Devin Nunes reports the Drudge Report being censored by Twitter. Why is that going on? Don't forget, last week Brad Parscale said that we're watching you, tech giants. Well, they're watching them censor conservatives, censor the Trumps. It's all insane. Alex Jones on the other side. Breaking news with a lawsuit. They're trying to take us down, folks. You need to tune into this. Share this link.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting live in the last 30 minutes of the War Room. I've taken over from Owen Schroyer so I can make a political statement here. Alex Jones here, live, taking over the last 30 minutes of the War Room from Owen Schroyer so I can make a very important announcement and engage in some basic analysis of the Battle for the Republic 2018. As all of you, the viewers and listeners of this broadcast, know, everybody from the Communist Party USA to now five different individuals that have worked directly for Hillary Clinton have filed completely baseless, frivolous lawsuits against InfoWars. We knew there'd be a cost when I went up against Hillary Clinton, when we put aircraft in the air across the nation saying Hillary for prison, 2016, when I told listeners to go out to all their live events and say Bill Clinton's, you know, a rapist, if you believe that's what he is, because he settled rape cases and they were trying to make Donald Trump the sexual abuser with made-up fake lawsuits with Jane Does that didn't exist. We took on the people that nobody else takes on. And I didn't do it so that I could act macho or tough. I did it because my gut, my spirit told me I had to do it. And that's what I want to say before I get into this breaking news. I'm going to go on to the end, to quote Churchill, whatever the cost may be. And quite frankly, I'm not a sadomasochist. I don't enjoy pain. I don't enjoy conflict for conflict's sake. But that said, I feel so strong, and I feel like every next level of this that I'm ashamed for other people that can't feel this, because I really, growing up, had a problem with my conscience, and I just felt like I wasn't doing the right thing. It wasn't a guilt issue. It was just that I constantly felt like I wasn't fulfilling my destiny. And the more I've gotten lined up with what I'm supposed to do, and the discernment and the understanding and all of it is so incredible that I just want people to know this is a blessing, actually. I mean, the more we get persecuted, the more they lie about me, the more horrible things they do, I feel sorry for the people that are doing it who are unconscious of what they're involved in as followers. And I also get really concerned and want to work harder because of the really dark forces behind it that know what they're doing. So I've seen this term put out by General Kelly and others before it, when, you know, his own son died in the Marine Corps, and when others die in the military, or forest firefighters die, or, you know, emergency swimmer teams that, you know, go out in the riptide and try to save somebody and they die, their families always make the point that they were where they wanted to be. And so you have to understand, this public crucifixion of InfoWars and yours truly is about intimidating you. And it's about putting out the idea that if you say the things we say and do the things we do, you're going to be destroyed, so they can intimidate you and set the precedent to censor the internet and censor telecommunications and free speech up front, without juries, without verdicts, just sue people into oblivion. Even though the lawsuits get thrown out, we've already gotten four thrown out the last couple months, they just pile more on. Oh, wow, our first four lawsuits we filed over 6 months got kicked out, so let's file eight more. And then a couple of those are about to be thrown out, so, oh my God. First, it's one every 2 months, then it's one every month. Now it's one every week. He keeps getting them thrown out because they're so frivolous. They try to take down his YouTube channels, everything with fake strikes. Those come back because it turns out I didn't say what they said. And they go, okay, a lawsuit every week. It's like Pacific Rim. You know, it's a good entertainment movie. They keep sending in the kaijus to attack. First, it's every year, then every month. And then it's like, okay, now we're going to have five attack a day. I mean, that's basically what it's like. And it's just crazy to know it's all these lawsuits are run by Hillary lawyers or people that work directly for Hillary and the State Department and the CIA. And Julian Assange is in the news from WikiLeaks, who's locked up for, you know, years up in his tower, saying Assange warns CIA officers flooding the Democratic Party for 2018 midterms to basically overthrow the country. And then it shows how it's all run by the leftists and the CIA, and go ahead and scroll through that article and how they're doing it all. And these folks think they own the country. In fact, scroll down to the page here. If you give me a document cam shot right here of these particular, like, goody two shoes here, all posing how nice they are. And this is all the Ivy League, how they're better than you and they know best. And they're total globalists. The family's being destroyed. Free market's being destroyed. And these are the corporate henchmen, always with an American flag behind them. And now if you talk bad about them, oh, they go sue you. Because, again, they think they're siding with the power structure. It's like, meet John, meet Beals, meet Pat. And it's all the same websites, all run, because the CIA, the leftist CIA, is removing the middleman. They're not going to have the little local politicos, corrupt people that they control with dirt in there as their front person before, because, you know, the Democrats don't know what planet they're on and can't even think that islands are floating. Our base on Guam's floating. Will it capsize, sir? Because they're so whacked out. They're just removing those people. And now the actual Harvard, Ivy League, skull and bones types are taking full command. They're not just going to have George Herbert Walker Bush of CIA director, you know, in there. They're going, or Hillary and Bill, who were CIA leftists, they're going to take at every level, mayor, you name it, with all these, fake Ivy Leaguers who think they're better than you. They need to run your life. They need to take over your church. They need to remove the crosses. They need to have the Pope say that communist China is Christian and everybody else is bad. I mean, these are real statements. They need this. So we're going to go to break here. This is a different studio I'm not normally in. We're going to go to break here, and I'm going to come back and get into first look, because Reuters and others think they're going to sit there and send me excerpts of a lawsuit that's going to be filed tomorrow, supposedly. And that then I'm just going to play along with them putting out their narrative. Since when does Thomson Reuters and others report on a lawsuit before it breaks so they can put their spin on it? And this lady, Julie Hart, document cam shot, please. She says, well, you say there were crisis actors and that, you know, nobody died Parkland. And I'm like, no, I didn't do that. And you say this and that. They have all these fake quotes I didn't say. They've got all this stuff in here, headlines we didn't say, or edited headlines, like we're dumb. This is how stupid these individuals think everybody is. And it's just crazy because America's been asleep at the wheel. And so all these people have come in that really know how stuff works, but they're not going to be Alex Jones and tell you how it works. They're going to work against you because you don't know what's going on. Like Jonathan Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you don't pay attention. Thank God you don't have an attention span. Well, I believe in you. And I'm sure as hell not evil, and I'm not going to sit there and use the fact that a lot of you are asleep against you. So they are announcing a lawsuit for us questioning the Democrats seizing on Charlottesville and blaming the president for it. And they misrepresent and say that I say it was all actors and it was all fake. No, I said they had Democratic Party operatives, which is true, there to be the spokespersons, just like with Parkland High. There's a 3,000 students, but four become the spokespeople. And then if you talk about that, they say it's bullying. So it's a total misrepresentation. And when we come back, I'm going to go over it blow by blow for you, because it isn't about InfoWars. It's about your speech being shut down. And it's about them creating this idea like, well, if you listen to Alex Jones or you carry his show, you get kicked off air. Well, We've gained massive new TV stations, incredible new radio stations. People get this. They're actually listening to the show. They know what we say. So I'm sending Reuters a statement here on air, but also in an email later when I get off here, going, you know that we didn't say they were crisis actors and that nobody died. And you have fake quotes here from video headlines we never said. We went and looked, and we didn't say the things you said, and it's somebody else's report that even says this stuff. But see, they don't care. They want to have the event, Dr. McCann, go back to the second email. They want to have it where they misrepresent what I said to manipulate jury pools of the public. That's what they do. That's how these scams work. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the final segment of the War Room. I'm probably going to shoot another live video after this because I'm running out of time. We just got 10 minutes and 30 seconds left here on the transmission. But if you just joined us, I just covered Assange warned CIA officers flooding the Democratic Party for 2018 midterms. And it goes over all this. And then another key piece of evidence from January 10th, 2018, going back 3 months ago, documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. And then they never denied these documents. No one covered it. It was Friends of Democracy headed up by Alexander Soros, the Nazi collaborator's son. And it's how they're going to create martial law, civil unrest, how they're working with blue state, blue city police to stand down so they can carry out violence, how they are actors who've been trained and hired by them. And this is a contract of an individual who's paid. Now, this was given to us by an individual whose brother came to a bad end. We'll just leave it at that. You can go read the article for yourself. So we actually get in court. And we're just simply saying the Democrats have been caught exacerbating things, making things worse, hiring Antifa, busting them in. That's on record, not just in these documents. They do full-page ads in the New York Times, paid for by Soros. You know, rise up, throw Trump out. Then we simply say, why is it always Democrats and some guy from the State Department, a classic CIA cutout? I mean, most people in those combat zones, it's a double role. It's kind of the, it's more like the State Department runs CIA. Okay, so the point is questioning that and saying, you know, this guy's all over TV, the guy that's going to sue me reportedly tomorrow, it's being filed. We just simply question and say it should be investigated with an investigative journalist, Lee Stranahan. And then they misrepresent in the Reuters emails what we even say. You're like, you're saying it's crisis actors there and it's crisis actors here. And I'm saying, no, we've got people being hired to play the part of Antifa. A lot of them are real. Just like it turned out Russia collusion was real. It was Hillary. And the Russian bots did anti-Trump demonstrations that Michael Moore attended. Now, Michael Moore didn't know he was at a Russian-funded bot deal. Soros got around campaign law, it turned out, and others, and paid to use leftist Russians in Russia to then do the attacks over here. That all came out. Just type in, Michael Moore attended anti-Trump demonstration organized by Russian bots. And it turned out 79% of all that company stuff was Democrat funded. It turned out that there was some pro-Trump groups funded it because it's a big troll farm you hire, just like troll farms all over the world got hired for the election. $3.5 billion was spent, $500 million by Trump, $3 billion by Hillary. So again, it's true there was Russian collusion. The Congress just found that there was done by the Republicans, by Trump, but there was by the Democrats. So how do you change the subject? You say it's Trump. So that just happened about an hour ago. So go look at these documents. We're not saying that this individual who says he's suing me tomorrow, that Reuters has the lawsuit, we're not saying that this public figure, this individual who writes articles for Politico and others, did the attacks. We never said that. We said he worked for a Democrat congressman. He got Soros money through that congressman. He worked for Hillary Clinton at the State Department. He admits he's a leftist, and he's all over these shows right after it happens. When you've got thousands of people there, why is he the main guy you're hearing? He catches the video of the car running over people. We're saying that there were political operatives who obviously went to this, not knowing what was going to go on, but that the police stood down under orders. We first reported that. It's now come out. And made the alt-right go through the Antifa. Basically, the light Nazis going through the hardcore communists. And the whole thing blew up. And we said Soros should be arrested for orchestrating chaos. They changed the headline in the Reuters email to Soros should be arrested for staging it. That's not the damn headline of the video. And that's what's crazy, as I just spent 2 hours before I went live here looking at this to make sure my memory is like, I didn't say that, I didn't do that. And I went and looked at it, and sure enough, this guy's on PBS, NPR, CNN, days after saying, I'm saying it's all fake and nobody died and all this stuff and all the rest of this stuff, or I made it up, and then I'm you know, getting him harassed. When I didn't say any of that. So he's going to go on TV tomorrow and all over the media and be the victim. And then call for the hurting and the bullying. My YouTube channel will be taken down, which they've been trying to do. And then it'll just kind of build the case in wave after wave that he's got to be silenced. So they can then all misrepresent what I've said and what I've done. And the Business Insider, CIA, George Soros, you know, that's not me saying it, it's them. Counter protester who filmed Charlottesville crash says he's victim of conspiracy theories. He writes articles for Politico. Assange warns, well, that's the other one. Here's the Politico article. August 21st, 2017, I witnessed a terrorist attack in Charlottesville. Then the conspiracy theories began. So he's a public figure from the State Department who's worked for Hillary and says he loves her, writing all these articles attacking me, saying things in the article, talk about defamation, and mixing me into white supremacists, saying things I never said. There's no quotes on these. He just says all these things I did. And he says that I said he was trying to start a race war. But there's no quotes. No, what I said was, is we have Soros documents where they wanted to start a race war and where they admit the Justice Department was helping them do it. And that all came out in court. Here it is. Documents that tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. So this is multifaceted. And I'll tell you what we should do to counter it. They want to just keep every week Alex Jones is sued. Alex Jones is being destroyed. Alex Jones is being stopped because they're scared of what we say and what we do to intimidate everybody else into not listening to what we do and just believing their narrative and to believe they shouldn't speak up with this new political correctness because they won't just call you a Nazi. They won't just call you a Russian agent. That's all being disproven. They will sue you. And in a way, it's true. When they set the precedent with InfoWars to ban me off the internet, next comes the criminal charges, the assassination. They're not going to leave me around. And then they think you're a bunch of cowards. They're betting you're a bunch of cowards. But here's the deal. I've never been more alive. I've never been more honored to be here. And I've never in my spirit felt such deep will and consciousness and connection to my ancestors. I mean, I feel sorry for them targeting some of the crew, and I feel sorry for them targeting my family, but my kids don't have a future anyways, and we don't beat this. And I'm not a glutton for punishment. I don't like pain. But this isn't pain. This is affecting the world. This is changing things. This is really being a good guy and having the worst people in the world, the Clintons and Soros, coming after us. And then it gives me great kinship with Trump and all the things he's going through and the persecution and the 3,000+ lawsuits. I mean, if we've only got 10 or 12 lawsuits, and again, we've had most of them thrown out. That's why they're going, oh, my God, he throws them out. People say, oh, well, just file them every damn week. And I think it'll probably ratchet up to every day. But then when I get on air still and list 100 lawsuits and show, I'm betting you're not cowards. You know, I was told 10 years ago that the globalists by high-level folks in D.C., they said the globalists think you're scaring everybody, even though you're telling the truth. They think they're doing their job. And I said, I don't think people are cowards. I said, at least 3% aren't historically. That's who wins revolutions. And so I said, they're miscalculating. And they are. And see, they're so deceptive. They think I just say this for bravado and hope they get off my back. No, this is destiny. This is history. I know they can't stop. Just like I can't stop. They serve evil. I try to serve life and the life force. So you've got all these little establishment guys that are sold out to the corporatists, the communist Chinese, the globalists, and they think humanity's done. They have a predatory view. They think they're going to break you and your family. So what do we do to counter this? I'll shoot another live video when the show ends because we're on satellites and TV and radio. I got to end it in 2 minutes. But what do? We're not litigious people, but if you've been called a white supremacist in a newspaper article or anything else, and millions of you have in local articles, you need to go ahead and get a lawyer and file suit. And conservatives are not litigious people, but we're in a war. We have to start suing the left. We have to start going after them. We have to start boycotting them. We got to start doing street demonstrations. We've got to get aggressive. You can also support the broadcast. And you can also stand with Trump and realize the type of attack he's under. But we knew they'd strike back. We knew they were coming for us. I expected this. I mean, I know someday they can kill me in a car crash or poison me or make it look like a heart attack. I mean, I've already experienced it. But let me tell you, it's been heartening that they've offered $50,000 to all my former and current employees. Folks go take care of their grandma. You know, they get the call or, you know, Mike Adams gets the call just because he's done work here. And almost no one took the money. And then I just feel sorry for the ones that did. And the newspapers even admitted they were giving them money. You know, it's like, it's really separating who we are in the great compendium of the universe and life and consciousness. So I'm very blessed. But you can checkmate them by financially supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com and realize this is trying to break your will. This is a war of wills, and this is the animating contest of liberty. And if I got to be the guy that hits the barbed wire, somebody my ancestors died, or you name it, founding America, founding the U.S., founding Texas, other things, that I don't have to go down to the North Atlantic like family did fighting the Nazis, or get, you know, shot down, or, you know, crash landed in Germany, or all that stuff. I've just got to stand up against a bunch of scum. And you know what? I'm a stronger man than they are, and I know we're going to win in the end. No matter what happens to me, it's about taking the ball across the line for my children and your children. So thank you all. I'm very blessed. Another Hillary individual suing me. And they even say it's a conspiracy. They took his name off the State Department, by the way, but he admittedly worked there. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Doing,
good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.